This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 215. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast in your ear holes. That sounds gross.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I didn't want to comment. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Your ear holes with all that wax and buildup?
Yeah, lots of it. I mean, technically, you have to go through your ear holes to experience us, if you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know anybody else. Does anyone listen through their asshole?
You know what? Based on some of the feedback we get sometimes, I would think yes. Like Abe77 clearly listened to his asshole.
If you think about it. Here we are in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Earliest we've done this, in a while.
It feels weird. It feels bizarre, Brody. There's light out. It's light out. I mean, wow, look, I can see out my window.
Well, not only early in the day, but early in the week.
Yeah, we've that's crazy
Thursday,
too.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, we've been slacking, man. You better get slacking. You better get on your shit.
Dude, it's been you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. All right. Wait. Let me fast forward to 70 minutes from now when Brody cuts us short because he's got some stuff to do.
Yeah, I have a telemed appointment.
Okay, that's a great story. But you're going to cut us short before I cut us short.
Oh, well, why can't we record tonight, Skier?
We can't record tonight because of you.
No, because of you. You said you had some appearance or something.
You said on Wednesday, I have the screenshot, I can't record Wednesday night. You gave me this on Sunday. You actually woke me up.
Oh, then I don't know what I have to do tonight, but it's something. I better remember what it is.
You better look at your fucking calendar, man. Shit. Come on, brah.
Holy shit, I got to do something.
Is it me, or have you been loading up your calendar with a lot of stuff? I mean, ever since, like, pandemic ended, like, all of a sudden, like, now, boom, it's been an explosion of meals and events and traveling and things that have been added to our schedules. Beyond our control. It's like everybody wants to do shit now.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm traveling and doing all the things you're doing, but yes, I put everything in my Google Calendar on my phone.
Yeah, the calendar's filling up quick.
It's filling up, but every day it fills up, and then I don't get to it all, and I have to move it to the next day. Then I move it to, like, you know what? I can't. I go, oh, Monday I didn't get it done. Let me try Thursday. Then Thursday comes. I've got stuff in my phone since November that says, like, get it done. And I'm like, I still haven't done it.
What are some of the things in your phone that you haven't gotten done since November? I'd love to know.
All right, let me pull up my list of calendar events. Let's see.
Because I have something. I have call the guy back about the backsplash estimate for my kitchen. that was from 2021. I never called the guy back. I still have to get the estimate. can you imagine that? I have no backsplash.
How do you live?
Well, when I cook sauce now, it just splatters all over the back fucking wall and it stains it. It's disgusting.
By the way, speaking of Sauce, the Jets drafted a guy whose nickname is Sauce. That's the first name he goes by.
Yeah.
And so I made a joke on Twitter that, oh, now that he comes to the New York, New Jersey area, all the Italians are going to call him Gravy. So people who got that joke were like, oh, that's funny. Because Italians call Sauce Gravy. If you cook meat in it, then it becomes gravy, even if it's red. All right, so here's a Send Diane family montage pic. Oh. That's from January 26th, 2021.
Okay. All right.
That's a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you got me beat.
Wine bottle pic for client, July 15th, 2021.
Still haven't sent it.
Audio for Shitty. That's the guy on Instagram, Shitty PD. And Shitty Radio Jock. Right. He wanted audio of us ripping the bad DJs. So that was November 6th of last year.
You never got that to him?
No, since November 6th. Let's see. Oh, get the seat adjuster for the Ford for my kid's car, December 20th, 2021. That's just some of them.
Okay, so mine is more of the repairing. You know, my bathroom is in shambles. And because I'm dragging my feet on getting this project done, I want to do the little odds and ends. So I have this is going to sound weird, but caulk the cracks. caulk the cracks in my bathroom tiles because some of them have like mold growing. Okay, still haven't gotten that done. And then I had, because I don't know which color caulk to buy. Some would say it's almond caulk, but I'm not going to Home Depot anytime soon. And I'm certainly not going to do it on my own. I'm going to call the maintenance guy to come up and do it. I'll slip the guy a 20 and he'll come up here and he'll caulk my crack.
You think he's going to caulk your crack for 20?
Right.
You better buy him dinner first.
I have to fix a broken tile in the bathroom. That's on my list. And there's a giant crack.
Whoa. Why do you say I have to fix a tile when you actually mean I have to get a guy to fix the tile?
Well, you know what I mean at this point. And then another crack. There's a crack. Dude, there's a crack going down my entire living room wall.
Oh.
What? It goes from the top to the bottom. And I'm like, maybe I should have that checked out by something. Maybe that's a larger problem. But I'm like, I wrote spackle the crack. I wrote.
You are the most unhandy person.
I really am.
But you live in here's the thing though. You live in an apartment where you own the apartment, right? But you still have a super, like a guy who fixes stuff. But you don't like you. Didn't you call the guy to fix your table that you broke?
Yeah.
Your microphone
stand table? Of course I did. Yeah. Remember the day? Oh, yeah. It was live on the podcast when the microphone fell off the hinge and I'm holding it and I'm like, this is bad news. He came up and he had to, use a drill. You never hear a drill in my apartment.
Oh, use a drill. I used the drill yesterday. I fixed the hinge on the gate. Not the hinge. The latch on the gate to my deck. And then I noticed that the reason the gate was out of alignment was that the part of the fence of my deck that connects to the corner of my deck was loose.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do this. So it's like a double-ended screw that they put in between the post and the fence part.
Is that a sex toy?
Double-ended screw. And so I had to buy a corner piece. Like a triangle, and then drill that into the corner to attach it.
You did that?
Yeah. Now my gate closes and clicks the latch perfectly. It goes.
Well,
it's perfect.
I'll have you know that when I moved into this apartment, one of the housewarming gifts I got was from my parents, a huge drill set and all the bits and all the tools, crazy tools in a big box that's sitting in my closet. And unopened. I swear it's now 15 years later.
Yeah.
I don't think I think I opened it once, but it was so the maintenance guy could fix something in my apartment. He goes, hey, I don't have this drill bit. Do you have? And I'm like, actually, I think I do. And I go out and I dust off the big box in my closet and I just open up the box and I show him. I'm like, here, take your pick. And he found what he needed in there. And that was the first and only time anything was touched. And this is apparently a nice drill. Whatever it is.
Apparently, it's I hear it's a nice drill.
I know, my father said that he spent good money on it. Anyway, people said,
I got you one of those nice drills, Anthony.
Yeah, but he is exactly what I'm not. My father.
A man?
He's a plumber. He's an electrician. He's an electrician. He's a plumber.
He's old school.
He's a mechanic. He used to get under the car and fucking, change all kinds of shit underneath there.
Yeah, my father. My father did a lot of that shit around the house too. He used to install telephones. He was a police officer, but he knew how to install phones, wiring. He had the big staple gun where you could tack.
I love like, that.
Put the wires on the wall. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, my father's. I have one of those. My father, that was part of the gift set. I never used it. I don't think there's staples in it. But for anyone who says that I'm bougie, you should see the crap. Hold on. You should see the crap and the bullshit that is my apartment, okay? My caving in apartment, okay? So maybe I decide to spend my paycheck on other things.
Okay, but you're bougie. You're lazy, but you're bougie. That doesn't count.
No, but
I can't say you're not bougie because you live in a dump.
I don't live extravagantly. Everyone thinks that I have all this.
You live in a very nice apartment.
It's an apartment, though. I don't have space. I don't have green.
You don't want. I asked you because if you had a house, what would you do? There'd be no one to come fix anything. You don't have a super in a house.
No, I die. Forget it. You kidding me? That's also my fear of moving into something bigger than this. At least here, I have a doorman. I have maintenance people. I could pick up my phone. I could text the super. George the super. I just text him like, hey, man, I'm having trouble with blank. I hear a weird noise here. And he comes up and he comes to the rescue every time.
But you live in an apartment. Regardless of how nice it is, it's the size that a 24-year-old gets when he or she gets their first job. It's a one-bedroom apartment.
It is.
If you guys are listening and you live in a studio, I'm not saying anything about where you live. But Scary can at least get a two-bedroom.
Nope.
He can have company over. He can get something with a little more space.
Anyway.
He works hard for the money.
The place is showing its age.
And, Thank you, Donna Summer.
Things are... he works hard for the money. Thanks. Great reference. But no, really, I really am screwed because little by little, things are, you know, the walls are caving in. I have stuff on my to-do list. There's cracks appearing. And I'm like, is it time to get like get out of here and sell this thing or... go somewhere else? I don't know.
I've told you to move. You like to look. The problem is you're comfortable. You liked where you live. You like the location. You like that it's close to all the places you like to hang out.
And I'm too lazy to pack.
You should get something bigger. You should get a bigger bedroom, more closets. You should have a bigger living room.
Yeah.
Look, I know you don't have a lot of company, but Robin, your girlfriend deserves a little more space.
That's true. If the Slices saw my place... they would actually be surprised at how humble of an abode I dwell in.
You should at least get when you and Greg T and you and Rich had a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment.
It was bigger than this place.
Yes, that's at least you should have that. You should at least have a common area with a big living room and a big walk-around space. You need Robin to have her own bathroom if she wants. So when you blow up the bathroom or she wants to put her makeup on the counter, you say, Robin, I got your own bathroom. That's it. Yeah. Let her keep her stuff there. She's not living with you, but have a little more space.
Yeah, now I'm still living in a situation where I have to turn on the faucet before I take a dump.
Yeah, that's
just
no good.
Block out the water and the sound.
By the way, we got this text message today from area code 937, which I believe is Ohio. Oh my God, over the course of this pandemic, Scary, this was today, Scary has become 2,000% bougie.
No, I haven't.
Hold on, or he's hit the next level, whatever that's called. So whatever is above bougie, they're accusing you of that. They said, I say this after listening to the last episode of the Brooklyn Boys and the Big Show. Ha 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 ha. That was today.
Well, so what would... if you looked at my place, and I'm being honest, if you take a look at what... there's nothing bougie about this. This is a very...
Your living room's bougie. At least your living room is bougie.
It's small. I can literally lay across... You know what? I could. There's barely room for a blow-up mattress in my living room. I have a small, tiny place.
Yes, but it's bougie. It's bougie because you took a photograph from a fancy magazine and recreated it with all fancy furniture, a fancy rug. You know the name of the rug you have. Who makes the rug in your living room, Scary?
I have no idea. I don't know where you're going with this.
The furniture. The furniture has a name.
Well, yeah, when I moved in, I spent a decent amount on the couch.
Right, and the matching chairs, the whole blue and brown thing.
Yeah, I did. But I live in a 700 square foot space total. That's my entire apartment. Listen, and most people have a lot more than that listening to this.
Absolutely.
I need to dispel all rumors of me being bougie.
No, but the rest of your life is bougie. Where you go, what you wear, where you eat.
Well, we all get to spend our paychecks the way we want, right? Some people put it into home improvement and their wonderful living space, and I decide to piss it away on bottles at the club. That's well, so just a lifestyle.
Here's my
lifestyle thing.
Here's my recommendation. One less bottle with a sparkler in it, and cork your bathroom. I think you got to find some balance in your life. I think you go for one less sushi brunch, and you fix the crack in your wall. That's what I think. I think you have to go for a couple less mimosas and fix the tile that's broken. You know, like you got to figure out what you're going to cut back on a little bit.
But the point is, it's one or the other. I'm choosing what to do. If we're all created somewhat equal here, I mean, we don't have, you know, we're not millionaires. My money is allocated toward things that tend to be a little bit more of a bougie lifestyle because I don't have kids. I don't have to pay for child support. I don't have to pay for kids' college.
Wait a minute. You're having kids and getting divorced in one step?
Exactly. I don't have to pay for child support. I don't have to pay for college. I don't have to worry about diapers.
I know.
I mean, listen, kids cost money. Pets cost money. I don't even have a pet.
And you made hundreds of dollars doing that diaper commercial.
pets cost money too, right? I don't have a pet. I'm a single income household. So there.
I get it, but you still need to fix your shit up.
That's I guess I saying. Do. But if that's the case, that balances out the bougie. In my opinion. And yeah, I spent a lot of money on this goddamn equipment, so we continue to have this podcast in this format, where I get to be at home and you get to be at home.
And hopefully your table doesn't break again.
Fuck you.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Scared, did I tell you about the dinner I had with my cousins? Did I tell you that where they picked the restaurant? Did I tell you that story?
No, but I feel a cheap moment coming on.
No, you sure I didn't tell you the story where the waiter got everything wrong?
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at the picture. I may have to post the picture of the chicken parm with the string beans.
Yes.
Terrible. Terrible. So I told you about that last week. So I had a craving. What's today? Wednesday? Over the weekend, I had a craving. It was Saturday night, and I don't know, I was driving out and about, and it was 10:40, and I had a craving for wonton egg drop soup from a Chinese restaurant. Now, there's a problem with wonton egg drop soup in New Jersey.
What's that?
It all tastes like a little bit of like chicken soupy. It doesn't taste like what I'm used to in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, everybody made wonton egg drop soup the same. Now, wonton egg drop soup is usually egg drop soup, which you can get on the menu.
Yeah.
And in Brooklyn or in the boroughs in New York City, they put the wontons in the egg drop and add roast pork because roast pork comes in wonton soup.
Right. So the best of all the worlds together.
The best of the wonton soup minus the soup, and they put egg drop soup in, which is thicker and has like pieces of egg in it. It's fantastic.
It really is unique. I don't know if anyone does it like that.
Well, in New Jersey, what they do is they just put the wontons in the egg drop soup and no pork. Now, the pork gives it a special flavor. It gives it a different flavor to it. So I've only found two places in all of New Jersey that put pork in the wonton egg drop soup that I can enjoy it the way I did growing up, because it's like a meal. Without the pork, it's like, where's the pork? I've had places I paid them extra to throw the pork in. They're like, oh, no pork. I go, please put the pork in, please. I've had places lie to me. I go, do you put the roast pork in? Yes. And then when I get it, there is none. They go, oh no, there's pork in the wonton. I go, that's not what I asked you for. I asked you for roast pork.
Right, roast pork. And it's a stringy version of roast pork.
Right, it's red, it's sliced, it's, right. Okay. So there's one place I love, the only place that makes it right, they're closed. So I'm like, I'm going to go to the other place. I'm going to go to the other place that's open. There's two places a block apart from each other on the main avenue, about 10 minutes from my house. I don't normally go there, but they're still open. So I go to the first place. I get the soup in the bag. I go out to my car. It was, 10 minutes before they closed, and they didn't put the pork in the soup. Even though the one time I ordered from there before, they did, no pork in the soup. I go to go back inside. The door's locked. Oh, we're closed. We're closed. What? I just came. Yeah, we're closed. They closed at 5 to 11. They locked the door.
It's supposed to be 11 o'clock, right?
Right. They won't let me back in. He goes, no pork. They go, can't hear you. Like they do that. Can't hear you. Closed.
Sorry.
So I was like, you know what? The guy's like, what, he's going to go to get the boss in the back. I'm like, forget it. I got to get out of here. So I go up the block to the other place. I got 3 minutes. I go to the other place I've never tried before, but they're open. I'm like, you know what? Let me do a taste test. Let me pray the place I've never gone to before has roast pork in the soup. So I go and I go to wonton egg shop. I go, does your soup have pork in it? No. I go, you know, just give it to me. Just let me have it because I'll do a taste test, whatever.
Right.
And they're about to close. So instead of having soup in the metal containers that are in the steam table, she takes it out of a Tupperware and ladles it into the half container, the typical Chinese food half container, puts it in the microwave.
Nope.
And I'm like, this is not the way a professional place makes it.
No,
okay?
No.
She takes it out of the thing. I'm like, I can't walk out. I can't be like, forget it. I'm like, it's $3, whatever it is, $3.50, whatever. So she puts it in the bag. I get to my house and I try the other soup. It's not great. And the dog needs to go out. I walk the dog. At this point, it's been 45 minutes since the second place microwaved my Chinese wonton egg drop soup.
Oh, my God.
I go to open it. Scary. It was 500 degrees.
Oh, did you burn your tongue so you can get some free dessert? Take a grape soda?
They gave me that grape soda without them realizing it. Scary. How hot did it have to be if 45 minutes later, I couldn't touch the container.
Wow.
So I left it out on the counter. An hour and a half later, no joke, it was too hot to eat.
Wow.
How fucking hot did they make that? What kind of nuclear microwave did they have?
Wow. But is that even possible, though? Stay that hot so long?
I took the lid off so it would cool off, and it was still hot.
I know what it is. I know what it is. There was a lot of oil in there, and oil takes longer to go back to room temperature.
Is that what you're going with?
That's what I'm going with. Yeah, it has to be. Because if it was just liquid, like water, it'll cool off quicker. Oil takes a long time, especially peanut oils and other or olive oil. Certain oils, they take a longer time to go back to room temperature. So, yeah, that's probably it, Brody.
So I got a quart of oil.
Yeah. Penzoil.
Penzoil, yeah. Give me a quart of oil, please. It was unbelievable. I couldn't. And then when I finally had it, the noodles were stale.
Yeah.
And the soup was terrible.
Oof. Sounds like a party to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But it wasn't cold.
Nah. You know, I had a funny eating experience. You would love this. You know,
I think I wouldn't.
No, you would, because it involves steak. I went out for steak on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, insert joke here.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, of course not. Mm-hmm. I was with my friends. We went out to this place.
Which explains why I wasn't there. Go on.
So this place, the Butcher's Block, a very, very popular
you've
spot.
You've gone there like six times in the past year at least.
It's so good. By the way, not a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And they're in Long Branch, New Jersey. They're wildly popular, and they just redid the whole place, and they're gearing up for their summer season. They're about to open their outdoors.
All right. Is there a sponsor?
Not a sponsor. And by the way, did not get anything for free. Paid retail, okay?
No.
No cap.
No, oh please stop that.
No cap. It's what all the kids are saying. No cap. That means
you're not stop. Don't
dead,
say
dead ass. Dead ass.
Okay. Paid full price. Don't make me get salty with you.
So it's so cringe, right? When it's talk like that. One of the things they did is it's like a gimmicky thing, right? They have these crazy ass steak knives that are they're little meat cleavers, but they are handcrafted and they're like $250 each. And they give you a meat cleaver to cut your steak. And it literally is very funny because you look like it's a miniature version of a giant fucking hatchet or meat cleaver that you see the butchers use. Okay. That's their insignia. It's their symbol. It's their logo is that thing anyway, the meat cleaver. So they tell you, hey, don't steal our shit, right? Because they realized that as soon as they introduced these to the dining room tables, they were fucking being stolen left and right. They started telling us stories of how they have people on surveillance actually stealing these steak knives. And they put these people on their... They put like a black and white movie. They made like a black and white like kind of surveillance thing. And they put the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm music. It's on their social media. If you go to The Block NJ, you can actually see it's a few posts in. And it literally is people stealing steak knives out of the bus box any way they can. But if there's eight people at a table, it's got to be eight knives that return to them. Otherwise, they do this to you. And this is fucking brilliant. The bill comes. They know that you've stolen a knife because they didn't get them all back. All of a sudden, the bill shows up. They did this to a few people once. And they had a table of people. And all the itemized things are on the receipt. You know, a tomahawk steak, French fries. And then one of the itemized things are stolen knife, $500.
No!
It's like written because the bill is like some exorbitant amount of money and people are like, what do they charge me for? And one of the items it says, it's literally, they have it punched in the thing as stolen knife. So stolen knife comes up on the receipt.
Like a list.
Yeah.
They're still sitting there.
Yeah,
they give the knife with them.
They've already taken it because they've already cleared the plates. They've already cleared dessert. That was one group of people that came in. They did that too. Other groups of people, they caught on surveillance and they nabbed them at the door and they confronted them or they hit them with the fee right there. Well, anyway, they ban you for life and they force you to pay $500. Now, obviously, this one group of people said, no, okay, here's the knife back. You got us because they wanted the $500 to come off the bill. But isn't that so fucking funny?
Whoa, but if they give the knife back, are they still banned for life?
I believe so. If you make an attempt to rob their knives, they ain't putting up with your shit. It's fucked up on a whole other level. This isn't Outback we're talking. I know, you know, we joke about Froggy on our show. He likes to take steak knives and collect steak knives from places. But they're handcrafted meat cleavers. They're so unique that you're going to want to steal one if you walk into the place. I guarantee it. But to deter from it, they warn you, and then they stick you with it on the bill. I just that was so funny. They take no shit at that place.
That's great. Well, you know what? Someday, maybe someone will take me there, and then I can. Yeah. I'll steal a knife, and then you'll get charged for it.
If you want to take Brody there, 218-FU-ABE-77. Take Brody for a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Speaking of, in a little bit, we're going to get to some voicemails that were left on the Abe 77 hotline. And we have some talkbacks, Brody. You excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. And we have some Brody audio, which I'm also excited about, including another clip from the real Katie Babs.
Another one.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Should we get to the Katie Babbs email? What are we doing here?
It's not an email. Well, only if you let me tell my joke, because you just said another one.
And that reminded me. And then we played a commercial. What's up?
Danielle did a story on the Big Show a couple of weeks ago, and I never got to this joke on our podcast or on the Big Show because Elvis didn't do it. She was talking about an expensive DJ Khaled watch, and that for some reason he spent $100,000 on it. But it's defective, and it does. And I said, "Yeah," because on the dial, he's got another one.
Hi-oh, another one.
Another one. That was the problem. Hi-oh, with it,
so. I like that. Did that not?
No, it didn't get. Son of a bitch. Whoa. Listen, whatever.
By the way, I got a question. Yes. When will the unused punchlines feature return to the podcast? Because it's been 2 years.
Well, that was one right there.
We need a collection followed by an actual
montage.
We need a montage. You need to collect them up.
Yeah.
You know, and then send it out. Let's push them all out together, one after another.
You know what? Here we go. I have a couple here.
Should I get the music? We haven't done this in a while.
Mm-hmm. I only have two. I have two from a couple of weeks ago that Elvis didn't use.
These are unused punchlines, yes, making its return to the podcast. Haven't heard this one in 2 years because we all haven't been together in the studio, and Brody hasn't really written any jokes, and, Brody...
That's not true. I write them in the chat room. I don't write them on paper.
Brody's listening on an earpiece from his toilet at his house while the show's going on.
By the way, but it's a nice view from the toilet because I don't need to caulk anything. Everything's been caulked.
But you have to caulk... Yeah, but you definitely have to do something about your crack.
Yeah, but never when I'm on the air with you guys.
Only
never.
When you're on the toilet. Okay.
All right, so Gandhi did a story in the news that airlines are now allowing banned passengers back on the planes.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were banned for vaccination problems or mask problems.
They've cleared the slate.
They're going to allow them back on the planes. So I said, in a related story, Spirit Airlines is allowing banned flyers to pilot their planes. Because Spirit Airlines is a punchline, okay? And then... Uncle Johnny, who's an older gentleman that is very good friends with Elvis and his husband Alex, and now he's part of the family on our show. We have him on once a week or so. He calls in, he shows up, he makes drinks, but he's told stories many times about how as he's gotten older, his penis has gotten smaller to the point where he has to tie the rubber band that comes around the broccoli stalks in the supermarket around the base of his penis so it doesn't go in.
A broccoli band, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A broccoli band. So we were talking to him about watching porn, and I said, I think it was Uncle Johnny was saying he has porn on his phone, and Elvis says something about, you should post it on a website or put it online. He's like, never. He's like, if it ever got out there, I'd be so embarrassed. So I gave Elvis two options, that Uncle Johnny could post his small penis videos on Pornhub or Pornstub, and he didn't use either of those jokes.
Oh my God, both of them would have been a really awesome little wackadoo.
or whack a little do.
Hi-o.
Yeah. So those are a couple I happen to have. So I only write jokes on paper when Elvis and I are both in studio.
Yeah. So that's been few and far between.
Well, yesterday we were in studio, but I don't think I saved any of the unused jokes, and he used a lot of them yesterday. So.
All right, that's good. So that's.
I'll try. Now, today I went in, and he wasn't there. I knew he wasn't going to be there.
Higher success rate.
But I did go in today.
Yeah.
And we had two fantastic guests in studio today.
We did.
Josh Groban, who, by the way, he's been on our show like a dozen times. Not only one of the nicest people in general on the planet and talented, but funny as shit.
Yeah. Really, really funny. He's great. Great guy.
We had comedian Anthony
Rodia.
Right, who was on our podcast. We had him all on Elvis's show today in studio. He was hilarious. But I will say that you can enjoy him even more on the Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show from today, May 4th.
I'm getting a lot of feedback about that episode.
2022, where Anthony and I sort of double-team Scary about how he makes out. He has kissed on the mouth a cousin of his.
A distant cousin. Not one close to me.
She lives in Florida. That's why she's a distant cousin.
More than distant. No. Several people removed in my family. It's not my father's... Yeah. My father's brother's kid.
Not your father's Oldsmobile.
Daughter.
Okay.
No, you son of a bitch. I was trying to make that clear, and you'll hear why it went awry.
Terrific. We should play some of that audio on this podcast
maybe
someday.
But there was also an off-mic conversation that happened right before the podcast, and no one was rolling on that we wanted to bring to you as exclusive...
Froggy didn't record it.
Exclusive Brooklyn Boys audio that we never got. And it was basically... I caught Anthony Rodia with his pants down because...
Whoa. Clarify.
In a previous... Back when he was on Zoom with the Elvis Duran show several months ago, he got on my case because I still call my mother mommy to my sister when I'm talking about it. Say, hey, Jennifer, when's mommy coming home? And right. Anthony Rodia went on this crazy rant about how that normal people don't do that. Even, and I blamed it. I said, it's an Italian thing. It's a cultural thing. It's a Spanish thing. It's what we do in our culture. And then he said, no way, I'm Italian, it doesn't happen. Well, fast forward to today, when his Anthony Rodia's brother was sitting across the room from us, and he said the same thing. He got up, he goes, hey, what was that thing Daddy was talking about? And I'm like, did you just refer to your father as Daddy to your brother just now? Is that not the pot calling the kettle black? Do you not remember 6 months ago when you went on the air and... It was very, very funny. It was really cool, but nobody was recording it.
That sucks. Why? Oh, I thought Froggy was rolling.
Nah, I wasn't. I asked him. I texted him. We were going to have it for this podcast, but Froggy said no dice. But it was a funny moment. Lost in a vortex. Never to be seen or heard from again. All right, we got Katie Babb's audio.
Okay, so it's not that she made any mistakes. All right. And it's not that she was over the top with anything in particular, but she's telling a story about the Backstreet Boys and Korn, right. the band Korn. And I want you to hear just the way she puts the way she speaks, like she's trying to be cool at the end of sentences, and the way she's like, I laugh so hard. Right. And she's like, and listen to the way she's like, she says Backstreet Boys video from back in the day. And then the way she says throwback. Just listen, and it's just, I can't. Just listen, Katie Babb.
This got a solid laugh out of me, Octane. The other day, Korn were doing a photo shoot. And it looks identical to the Backstreet Boys album cover from way back in the 90s. And they recently posted a video of them trying to sing I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys. I grew up watching the Backstreet Boys, being obsessed with them, and going to all their shows. So this was hilarious to see a metal band covering Backstreet Boys as a joke. I'm going to play them here in about 4 minutes with a throwback, but first it's Volbeat.
Wait a second. I thought she was a rocker chick and she was a punk and she's fucked the mainstream.
Right, but do you have the clip of the caller who left a message as Katie Babbs last week?
No, I don't.
What?
Well, because it's on the talkback. No, it's on our voicemail. Hold on. I have to find it. Oh, so right. So,
but the way she's like, and then I was a fan, and then,
hold on. Let me play it. I gotta find it. I think this one is it. Yep.
And by the way, it's Korn War.
I found it.
Okay. It's Korn was. Right. It's the band is singular.
This was the person posing as Katie Babbs and left us a 218 FU Abe 77 voicemail.
Yeah.
For us. Here it is.
Still one of the funniest things we've played in a long time.
Hey guys, Katie Babbs here, rock music journalist legend. So some of my fans said that you've done tributes to me and your show. So I wanted to call in and give a proper hand horn and thank you. Normally I only listen to reruns of my own shows or Incubus, but I'd like to give back to the radio community. So I'm starting from episode one. Can't wait to hear my shout out, guys. Katie Babbs, signing off.
So Brody and I listened to that and analyzed that voicemail several times over. In fact, we were so... Is that such a great dead-on impression of her. We thought maybe it could have actually been her. So a lot of these voicemails come with phone numbers attached to it, and it's area code 702. It's from Nevada. So I'm like, yeah. Brody, is it at all possible? Remember this? We were on the phone together. Is it all possible?
You made me Google her, Katie Babbs, to see if she ever lived in Vegas.
Is it at all possible that it really is Katie Babbs and that, you know, she has like a Vegas number? Because we know that she's based out of L.A. now by way of Canada. Is it right, Canada?
She's from Canada, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, did she... See, but something. And we were looking. Brody was Googling his ass. And we thought for a second we might have had her pinpointed.
You thought like, oh, it's got to be her. I'm like, no, it's not. It's close. But you know what? It's not that the impression is great. The impression's about an 8. I give you that. It's the verbiage. It's the script. It's what you said.
The reference to Incubus.
And by the way, whoever left that message, I don't know if you guys, if you're behind episodes, but you still haven't reached out to us and legitimately proved who you are so we could tell you, you know, and thank you personally via DM or something.
In fact, I'm going to give you some a Brooklyn Boys swag from Brody's collection, private stash.
Hey, not my stash.
You know what? Fuck you. I'll give it to her out of my stash, and I'm going to give her a water bottle too. You know why? Because that was fucking awesome. But did you rock, man.
But did you listen to the way she goes, I'm going to play a throwback.
Throwback.
Can you play the end of the clip or you have to play the whole clip?
I got to play the whole damn thing because this thing doesn't have the functionality.
Another 80 grand, you can get the functionality.
No, that would be the Google Voice app, okay? All right,
No, my Katie Babbs clip I'm talking about.
Oh, you're Katie Babbs?
Katie Babbs.
This got a solid laugh.
So she's wrong about the way she says corn.
The other day, corn was doing. And it looks identical to the Backstreet Boys album cover from way back in the 90s. And they recently posted a video of them trying to sing I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys. I grew up watching the Backstreet Boys.
I grew up.
Being obsessed with them.
Yeah,
and
man.
All the shows.
Bitchin'.
So this was hilarious to see a metal band covering Backstreet Boys.
Let's go surf, dude.
I'm going to play them here in about 4 minutes with a throwback. But first,
throwback. She's a puker of a throwback. I'm going to throw up and throw back. Sorry.
I think she really gets into character for Octane.
She's probably like, hi, I'm Katie. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. She probably speaks normally. She's a caricature, and she's playing up that whole angle of that whole era of, yeah, man, that music.
Probably wears like a bracelet with spikes on it, around her wrist to remind herself to be tough on the air.
It's part of the costume. It's part of what people do. It's the showmanship of it all.
She's going to read the Hall of Fame inductees today. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man, we got Judas Priest and then like Dolly Parton. She's not rock and roll, man.
We have this Adam sound.
Adam Ottavino,
yeah.
Adam Ottavino is a very good relief pitcher. He's played for a bunch of teams. Maybe he played for yours at one point. And he's now on the New York Mets. And he was talking about him pitching poorly. And see if you can catch what he said wrong. It's a common mistake. But just so you know, the word should be bud. Bud. Okay? Play the clip.
But I like the way I've thrown the ball overall, so I'm going to focus on that. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in nipping these things in the butt and, getting on a good streak the next time out.
Nipping it in the butt?
Yeah.
It's a common mistake. So many people think it's butt.
But I like the way I've thrown the ball overall, so I'm going to focus on that. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in nipping these things in the butt. And
nipping it in the butt. So where does nipping it in the bud come from? Nipping in the bud.
You want to nip the flower.
There you go.
Before it buds. You want to get it at the bottom.
Yep.
Before it has a chance to grow and blossom. You nip it in the bud stage.
The boudoir? Nip it in the boudoir. Right.
But you don't nip it in the butt unless that's what you're into and it's your birthday.
Or you can take a nip out of someone's butt.
Or you can fill in the crack.
Spackle the crack?
Spackle the crack.
Spackle the crackle? Farmers, we have this farmer's dog you wanted to recall. It's callback.
Well, we didn't play it. So if you guys remember, I don't know, about a year ago maybe, we played a farmer's dog food commercial where the guy was like, it didn't occur to me, you have to feed the dogs food. And then they're going to poop. And now the dog's got good poops. You don't have that one anymore, I'm sure.
No. By the way, you're doing an impression of me with a pet. Because this is why I don't have a pet, because I'd forget to feed the dog. I have to call the maintenance guy to come up and feed my dog.
Let me see if I can find the original clip. But this is a new one. Now, this woman is another farmer's dog commercial. I don't know if they deliberately have awful commercials so that you'll talk about them or you'll do them on your podcast. But this one is, the woman is talking about how excited her dog is with the food, right? Except what she describes is when a dog is sick. Listen to the clip.
I never thought twice about feeding her kibble, but about 2 years ago, I realized she was overweight. She was always out of breath. That's when I decided to introduce the farmer's dog to her diet. It's just so fresh that she literally gets bubbles in her mouth. Now she's a lot more active.
Mm. Okay, when a dog gets bubbles in its mouth, it's rabies.
I was going to say, isn't that a disease? Shouldn't you take him to the vet? Do not pass go. Do not collect $100.
It's not a good thing. When the dog's foaming at the mouth, it's rabies. You got to get them like taken care of. The food, that's terrible.
Nope. Feed it farmer's dog and all the problems go away. Oh, God. All right. Well, coming up after this, we have to, we're going to play some of our voicemails.
Oh, yes.
And we have some talkbacks. Excited for those?
Big time.
Are you?
I'm excited because you're excited that the sound quality is so good.
Well,
you're
on the talkbacks, they are. We need some help with the Abe 77 line.
All right, but you're such a sound dork. You know what it is? I think, I don't know what it is. All right, but we'll play it when we come back.
It's easy on the ear.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, so these two are voicemails that came in to the Abe 77 hotline. That's 218-FU-ABE-77. You could pick up your telephonic device and leave us a voicemail, and we may or may not play it. And here's one of them. It's from area code 216. Let's see what this person has to say.
Gary Brody, me, Blind DJ Dan, or Romero on air, or Danny Romero, however you want to say it. Listen, I think that we should figure out how to come up with a system where when somebody who is a regional manager at a restaurant at some time can document when they make exceptions for people so that if you come in a year and a half later, you don't have the same fucking problem that Dave Brody had. All right? You don't have the problem where you try to explain that you were gifted some gift cards because of people's fuck up, and then they go, oh, well, that guy doesn't work here anymore. There's no way that that should be allowed in 2022. There should be a documented system that says, hey, I granted this person 3 gift cards so that they could spend up to $75 per our fuck up. Just an idea. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, DJ Dan.
And we agree. And we both agree on that.
That is Blind DJ Dan, if you remember.
Yes.
Big fan of our show. Mm-hmm. And he reads, he has a machine that reads his text messages out loud, which, you know, most phones do. But he has a device that puts it really loudly into his earphones, whatever. So I used to text him, hey Dan, how you doing? And then like asterisk, exclamation point, question mark, hashtag symbol, like all kinds of symbols just to drive him crazy. He was a good sport about it. Yeah. It wasn't picking on him. He's like, ah, that's funny, Brody. Fuck you.
Area code 484.
By the way, leave you.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, what's up, guys? It's John. Bring it. Been a while since the message, but I'm listening. I'm 214. And real quick, the guy that called was named Brocken Bruce or whatever the hell his name was. Kind of scary. I don't know. It's a little weird. I think it's Trump. Anyhow, Gary, this one's for you, buddy. And you know I love you, but you've got to let Brody finish off his rant, man. We wait all week to listen to those rants, and you're rushing them through those rants, man. We look forward to those rants.
I know
and
that.
Fuck you, Paul.
I don't rush.
Shout out,
I don't,
guys. I love you guys.
No, no, no. No, no, no. Let me rebuttal here. I don't rush you through the rants.
Let's translate because I was a little.
Well, first of all, the first part of that was he was talking about that guy Rockin' Steve who left us a voicemail last week who
very
was saying, Brody, I'm coming to you. I'm coming for you.
He's coming after me. Yeah, from Westchester.
Rockin' Steve. So
Rockin' Steve, don't come after me. I like you.
That
buddy.
Was kind of scary. So that's what he was saying.
And then he showed up at the Dave Chappelle show.
And then he said, the guy, Erica 44, said that he was just drunk. So he wrote him off to be drunk. A second part of that, Brody, you've got to just say it straight up. We have limited time to do this podcast. So if we want to get to everything, we got to budget our time properly. That's why, by the way, I'm so quick on the commercial button, because I know we need to leave long amounts of time for like a nice rant at the end sometimes when Brody's got some. Brody usually says, hey, heads up, we need about 10, 15 minutes at the end of this because I need to go off on this. And we usually, we allot that time where possible. But sometimes, Brody, be honest. You were in a rush last week. You had to get the fuck out of here. In fact, you were late to your goddamn appointment. You rushed yourself off the air. Okay?
I did. It was my fault.
And I'm not rushing you through anything. This is an equal opportunity podcast.
No, Scary doesn't rush me. There are sometimes before we record, he'll say, don't do any rants today. I don't have the patience. Sometimes he says that.
No, I don't say that. And you know that's bullshit.
I'm kidding. No. Speaking of rants, because I want to interject here while we're live in the moment. I got tweets from Danny Nguyen.
Nguyen. Yep.
I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Danny says, I miss rants like this on episode 214. That was the Dodge problem where they did my armrest wrong. More, please.
Okay.
So I wrote back, are you wishing me to have a more miserable life than I have now? That in order for me to have a rant like that, I have to, by the way, you guys listen in order, so I know you heard last week's episode. I got a text message. Dodge would like me to fill out a customer survey on my repair experience.
Of course.
I think I'll just send them the audio clip from our podcast.
Right. Then that's pretty telling of how you feel about the company. Area code 631, last voicemail, and then we'll go to a couple of nice, clean, 3D sounding talkbacks, if that's even a thing for audio.
Mm-hmm. Brody, scary, Brody. Scary, Brody, Brody, scary. I don't walk around with no damn change in my pocket. I pay with credit card, and if I can't, the change is going in the tip jar. If you don't have a tip jar, you do now. A few quarters, a few nickels, a few pennies, a few dimes.
Okay, that person obviously heard that I like to do what he does. He's Team Scary there.
Wait, Brody, is that the same guy from last week, or is that an update, or is that a guy agreeing with the guy from last week?
No, that was agreeing with the guy from last week. That was sent on Sunday afternoon.
All right, look, you want to say a few pennies? As much as it hurts me, but a few dimes and quarters? No.
F-U pennies. Listen, F-U pennies, nickels, and dimes. Quarters, I'll take. I'll take a fucking quarter. Because a quarter I could put somewhere.
You know what? I went to the post office in my town the other day. Actually, in the next town over. And you have to pay for parking in front. There's no parking lot. And I was able to put a dime in the parking meter and get, 6 minutes for it. So I saved myself 15 cents. If I didn't have that dime, I would have had to pay a quarter. So I'm saving money left and right. F you all.
All right. Now on to the talkbacks. This is a new feature, and I think this is going to become, and this is going to grow with popularity as we go. If you listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, there's a little microphone button there while you're listening to the podcast. You can click and hold that button down and leave us instant feedback. And it's usually in some nice, high quality sound, as you'll hear some of these. It sounds like they're right here in the room with us. Oh,
can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
If you do listen to us on iHeartRadio, on the iHeartRadio app, Scary, give out the email address, our Brooklyn Boys email address.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
I would like you to make note whether or not you get an alert, a drop down on your phone that says there's a new episode, not like in an email with like 20 other podcasts.
A push notification to your
that
phone.
That says there's a new episode of the Brooklyn Boys. Now, here's what I need in your email to us at the email address. Gary's going to give it to you again.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Let us know, first of all, if you have an Android or an iPhone, okay? And then, are you getting regular weekly updates when we release an episode? And if so, that's the second thing. The third thing is, how long after we post? In other words, are you getting it like a week later? Are you getting it like the next day? Are you getting it within some time frame of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when we record? Because I'm not getting any updates on my own damn podcast, and there might be a problem. So I need emails from you guys verifying that you do or you don't and what kind of phone you have.
That's correct. We need to know the phone. Because I don't think the Androids are getting it. I think the iPhones are. Because I get every other podcast
I follow.
Okay.
I get alerts, not the Brooklyn Boys. All right, move on.
Sorry. Here we go. That's okay. That's important housekeeping. Let's see. Where do we leave? The problem with the talkback feature on the back end is they don't tell you if it was played already. So let me just see where I left off.
Test, one, two, three.
Okay, it's not this guy. We played this guy already. Okay, it starts with this one here.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys. This is Danny from Staten Island. Listen. Working at Amazon, night shift right now. You got the only thing that gets me going. Scary? Fuck that restaurant.
That was a fuck that restaurant. That's all I made out. Danny from Staten Island.
Apparently working in the Amazon located inside a jet engine.
Yeah, he said Staten Island. I wonder if it's the unionized Amazon. There's one that they just... They all got it. But whatever it is, hey, go to a quiet place when you're leaving us a talk back. Otherwise, it's going to sound like that. Sorry,
by the
Danny.
Way, he said, fuck that restaurant. He's referring to the one that wouldn't give you a table for eight.
Right. And by the way, a lot of feedback on that. Here we go.
There's a lot of feedback on that.
Brody and Scary, this is Keith checking in from Central New Jersey.
Yeah, Keith.
Just want to say I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I do HVAC. I'm in my truck a lot. You guys get me through a lot of days. I appreciate you guys. Keep doing it.
All right. Thank you so much.
He does HVAC. It sounds like he's in the vent as he's calling us.
Once again.
But he said Brody and Scary, and he has a good voice. He was very well spoken. I like that.
Hi, Scary and Brody. You guys are fucking awesome. You guys make me laugh all the time. And I love the big show and everything you guys do. Thank you for making us laugh every time I listen to you.
All right. I'll take that one.
Now we're even. You guys, Scary and Brody there.
Sounds scary. Nice. Okay. Either way.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Scary, this is Dez from Connecticut. Normally I'd say that you're a bougie bastard, but I gotta admit, the hostess 100% wrong, man. I'm with Brody. Should have spoke to a manager. You probably could have escalated it and definitely gotten yourself that 12 top table, but there's a lot of logistics that go into that, you know, in the restaurant biz. But I still think she was 100% wrong. One, or I should say 200%, baby.
That's right. I love her. She gets us. And yeah, she's referring to, again, and by the way, since there's more feedback on this coming up, let me just reiterate, they can only accommodate six people total. And then we had 12, a party of 12.
I did
six. My girlfriend did a reservation of six. And all we asked for was that we were nearby each other. The two tables happened to be adjacent when the reservation came. And they refused to accommodate me.
Right. Yeah.
Even though I called 6 days in advance.
Yeah. Right? It was last week. They heard it. It was the last episode.
I want to make sure they heard it.
Because
otherwise it's coming out of nowhere. I would expect that people listen in order. I'm not so sure they do.
Reverse order is not the order we're talking about.
Scary, you are completely in the wrong. Why should a restaurant have to change their layout and their setup just for you? How do you know the restaurant isn't set up that way every day and they don't have, you know, they don't have people to move equipment around because you guys want to find little ways around the rules?
Okay, I love
the rules are the rules for a reason.
I love you. I love you, Anonymous, but you did not listen to everything I said, and I reiterated. And by the way, this is why I say things over and over 12 different ways, because people don't pay attention. I'm getting angry now. My dander's getting up because I clearly made two reservations of six. And we were not asking, I said this, we are not asking them to move any furniture. We weren't asking for any of the above. All I wanted was to time it so that our two parties of six can be near each other in the restaurant. There is no reason why a restaurant that holds 200 people at a time can't find a way in their floor plan of that day to figure out how two reservations coming in at 8:45 can't be seated close by each other. Or that is a product of laziness because nobody wanted to do the quick
unless they have two tables that are round that hold six people and they're not near each other.
We said this and I will reiterate it again. Maybe you're the one that needs your ears cleaned out, Brody. I said I've seen the restaurant. Take a look at the pictures online. There are plenty of tables of six all near each other. It's not 6-4-2-2-2-4-6. Pay attention. Pay attention.
That was like an Italian kid in our neighborhood giving out his phone number. 3-2-2-4-6-2-3-4.
What's this one?
Okay, Brody and Scary. I'm listening to the latest episode. I think it's 213. We're rocking Steve talking about, hey, Brody, give some stuff away for free. It's not going to kill you. Listen, rocking Steve, get the fuck out of here. Stop giving away other people's money for free. And Brody, don't be scared of some Jersey boy. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from the Bronx. I got your back. Scary, stop giving away Brody's shit.
Let me tell you something. We have the toughest women listening to our show.
I love it.
She'll kick anybody's ass. And by the way,
they got bigger balls than me.
Again, nothing against Rockin' Steve. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure he's from Westchester, not New Jersey.
Two voice notes on Rockin' Steve.
And again, I want to make it clear, except the fact he threatened me, I have nothing against Rockin' Steve. He happens to be a very funny guy who's been DMing and texting for years.
He has been.
And he has a love for radio and a lot of people. Just so you know, when Greg T left our show, Jersey Kid left our big show 3 years ago.
The big show.
A lot of people, including Rockin' Steve, suggested Rockin' Steve be his replacement. I just want you to know that.
All right, so then Rock and Steve must have it going on somewhere. I think we got more. By the way, this fucking system, I have so many that have, it says audio not playable. It's a circle with a triangle and an exclamation point in the middle. It just won't load for some reason.
It looks like a Squid Game. So if you didn't hear yours, it's possible we didn't get it. Also, Scary paid more for his audio system.
Brooklyn boys, it's your boy Juan Vasquez. When are we going to get our first in-studio podcast, eh? I see Brody there. I see Scary Jones there. What's up with that? We can't schedule it? You too busy to schedule and podcast together? What?
Thank you, Juan Vasquez. You want to respond to that, David Brody?
Yesterday we were going to do a podcast after the show.
I see the bus coming. I see the bus
there
coming.
There it comes. No, Scary had a post-show sales meeting he had to go to.
I had a Post Malone.
He had a Post Malone. By the way, he had Post Malone. Soon to be a father. And Scary could not do it in that time frame.
Yeah.
In fact, we were going to record with the BAM podcast, the Bill and Sam wedding podcast featuring producer Sam and her fiance Will.
We're about to be on an episode of that.
Or Bill, if you prefer. Otherwise, it'd be Wham podcast.
Bam. Thank you, Bam, Ma'am, Ma'am.
Right. And we didn't have time for that either. So, and then today, I had a commitment after the show today, and I couldn't do it. Yeah. So when it becomes a 5 day a week thing, we'll work on it.
We will. We will be getting back into the studio. And people listen to older episodes where we are together in the studio pre-pandemic, and they hear these episodes where I'm begging you to do this and try this from home, and you refuse, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so that's the voice note situation. It's called the talk back feature. It's on only if you experience the podcast through iHeartRadio. Click on the mic, and you can, while the podcast is playing, just send us while it's playing, send us a little feedback action. We would love to hear from you. Make them brief, make them direct, and also reference what you're talking about in the talk back would be helpful as well.
And anyone who wants to have my back and stick up for me, that's great. Anybody who wants to threaten me, don't, please.
Yeah, no, it's okay. All right, great. We got to take a quick break here because
I got a couple of customer service problems I think might make the people happy.
And I have one thing that I'd like to bring up as well after this.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, do your thing, Scary. Do your thing.
Do your thing. Do my thing. Let me do my thing. That's a great song. So
is that Boyz II Men?
Yeah, it's just a little funny. Do my thing. Let me do my thing. Yeah, you got me. You stumped me on that one, Brody.
Isn't that Boyz II Men? I'm gonna show you how. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. So okay.
Was that Backstreet Boys? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Everybody so, gonna shout. That's Backstreet Boys. Sorry.
A quick something, and then something that I need your opinion on, real quick. I need your opinion on both of these. Really.
I don't like to give my opinion on things, but I'll try.
No, you're a shy guy. You're an introvert. But so we were at the club the other night. We were getting turned at the club, as we've been saying all week on the show. It was my girlfriend Robin's birthday, and we had a great dinner with a bunch of her friends, and then we went downstairs to go party at the club. Well, as we were going to the club, it was a full-on frisking, you know, pat down, like wanding. They wanded us. They open up this fucking bag, what's in there? And poor Robin's friend Rita, I feel so bad. She's on some medications. She has medication. She takes medication in the form of pills because that's what she's on. All right, whatever. That it doesn't have to go further than that. But the bouncer opens up her purse with the searchlight. Says, "What's that?" And then she goes, "Those are my medications." And she says, "Oh." He goes, "Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what those are, so I'm gonna have to take them from you." So
what?
She goes, "No, you're not taking these." She goes, "I need these." So then he goes, "Okay, well then again, take them right now. Take them." And she goes, I'm drinking right now, and I'm not supposed to take them right now." So he goes, "Sorry, then I need these." He takes them out of her bag,
what?
Drops them on the floor.
You let him? You let him?
Drops them on the floor, and he steps on them.
The fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Those are
this isn't real.
Her prescription drugs.
Wait a minute. Were they in the little orange glass, orange plastic bottles?
I don't know what they were in. Maybe they were in a bag. They were looking sus. Apparently, you're not allowed to bring meds to the club. Okay,
if you're going to bring meds to the club, why wouldn't you put them in your boyfriend's pocket? Like, you know what I mean? Not that she was doing anything wrong, but if she's got prescription meds.
Yeah.
Put them in a pocket.
It was
you don't
so
leave them
weird.
In your purse.
My jaw hit the floor, and I was like, and then she was like, "It's only a couple of pills. I have more at home, and fuck it, I don't care. And she didn't need to take them that night. So,
all right, but why didn't she just say, "My boyfriend gave me herpes. I need that medication."
That would have got the guy off, right? But
right.
Anyway, no, we ended up having a good night there. But
even though you weren't stoned,
the night before though. I wanted to ask you about what your opinion is.
I'm still upset about this guy crushing the pills. I want the money for the pills.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. And
yeah, no, you throw dimes, nickels.
And pennies away.
Methamphetamine, ecstasy, all over the floor.
I throw it in the tip jar. I say keep the change.
Oh, yeah, keep the change.
I don't step on the change, but I throw it in the tip jar. Well, whatever. But that's neither here nor there. The night before, I was wearing a very, what some would consider a very loud sweater. And I really wanted to get the...
Who makes the sweater, Scary? It's important.
Psycho Bunny. Psycho Bunny. If you haven't seen Psycho Bunny logo, it's a giant, it's a bunny that looks like he's kind of cross-eyed. Maybe looks like he was taking some drugs in the club. It looks like a stoned out, fucking zoned out bunny. And this, you know, and that's the logo, and they have them all over. A lot of golf polos and things have a little insignia on the side of the tit, you know, the tit pocket, whatever.
Like, did you say tit?
Well, yeah, you know what was it? What was the one with the alligator that people had for years? The 80s.
Lacoste.
So it's a similar thing there, but I was wearing this bunny logo front and center. It was huge on this orange sweater. It was an orange sweater with the bunny from the Psycho Bunny. People know it. Well, I had my friend posted the picture, and of course, out of touch people that didn't know what a Psycho Bunny was were like, "What the fuck is Scary wearing? Hey man, did you lose a bet?" so there was that. Okay, and then that was one, and I'm like, I went back and I'm like, "Oh, sorry, your fashion sense stopped in 1996, but Psycho Bunny is a thing." And okay, why are we shirt shaming people, and why, what's age appropriate and whatever the case? So the short of it is, Greg T, the Jersey Kid, who I wanted to have on this podcast, but I know you don't.
I'm just speaking for the people. Go on.
All right. This is what he sends me the other day. "Hey, man, what the fuck was that red sweater you wore to Butcher's Block? He writes, did you lose a bet? Was that a joke?" This is a second person now. Greg T, this is a second person that came into my life asking me in the same fashion, too. But
yeah.
But in typical Greg T, I'll spare you him being live on the phone. I'll just transcribe. "You chose to wear that? No joke? Look at this pic. You don't see it? Everyone is dressed normal, and then you, with that ridiculous Psycho Bunny sweater, and it's bright red. You stand out like a red traffic light. All mature adult men at a steakhouse, mind you, the best in the tri-state, and you embarrass me. The owner knows I know you, and you go there dressed like that? How embarrassing. I'm going to tell Tommy and Pat and the owners not to speak to you anymore, and that I'm not affiliated with you in any way. So embarrassing. Not one other guy at that table has a stupid bunny on their shirt. Not one. You don't see it? You're dressed like the Energizer Bunny, and you weren't embarrassed? Not a single guy at your table dressed like a fucking fool like you. Not one. I bet your door guy at your apartment laughed his ass off when you walked out of the elevator. Would you be a smash hit at a three-year-old's Easter bunny party? And things are old. Things are only fashionable if worn correctly. You wore it, embarrassed yourself and embarrassed everyone around you. Your girlfriend is telling people you broke up because of that picture. You looked ridiculously funny. Both your friends, all your friends, they're mad at you, but you don't even, you got lied to. They said you looked good. They lied that you looked funny. You looked like you lost your luggage in an airport and had to buy it at the convenience Walmart store, and you put a shirt on at the last minute. People are lying to you. Lose those friends. Stop it. You look stupid. And you're wearing Yeezys. Ja, 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 ja. Yeezys can't hold your legs up. Your fat piggy legs don't deserve to be in Yeezys. Your pants were so long, you look like a 1990s skater punk. At some point during the meal, you didn't say to yourself, 'Man, do I feel fucking stupid out here? I'm the only one dressed here looking like this. Is everyone looking at me? This explains it.' Did Elvis make fun of you for that? Ja, 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 ja. Did he rip you? The Yeezys. Ja, ja, ja. There was so much awkwardness to your outfit." By the way, he said all that without me responding once. And in separate word bubbles, too. You would have fucking blocked him by now.
Oh, he sends 100 text messages. He doesn't do one long text. He'll go, bah, 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 send, bah, 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 send, bah, 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 send.
So I just want to leave it right there.
No, what is ja, ja, ja? What am I missing with ja, ja, ja?
His fat finger didn't hit the H. It's supposed to be ha, ha, ha. By the way, in Spanish, I've seen some Spanish cultures, they say ja, ja, ja instead of ha, ha, ha. Like ha, ha,
ha. No, they spell it with a J because the J is H sound.
Right, but great. T is nowhere near Spanish. His fat finger hit the wrong button.
Like
anyway,
Javier.
Whatever. My point is there really such a thing as age-appropriate clothing? Aren't we beyond that?
Not for you. Not for you. But everybody else, I got to be honest with you, it sort of looked like an ugly Christmas sweater.
Okay, thanks. You're not helping the situation.
Instead of like a garden gnome,
it was a
bunny.
Jar Jar Binks.
You know, I like Jar Jar Binks better than I like that sweater. It's Star Wars Day, so I'm going to talk about Jar Jar Binks.
May the 4th be with you. All right.
By the way, Margaret Thatcher. Look up Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Britain, and you'll see where May the 4th be with you came from.
Yes, it was in a newspaper. It was a newspaper ad in 1979.
That's correct. You looked it up as well this week, I guess.
I sure did. I wanted to know where May the 4th came from.
Right, so look that up, but that's basically the gist of it. It's a British thing. Anyway, I got to be honest with you. I cannot top that. the sweater was ugly. I'm dropping the mic. I'm done.
Wait, hold on. What about your rant?
Nope. That's the best thing I'm going to come up with today.
Brody, you got to give the slices what they want. They want
a
rant.
You just did. No, you just did. That was phenomenal. That was awesome. That was awesome. I'll give you a short one. my daughter was in from Europe, and my wife bought two tickets for the two of them to go together, mom and daughter day, to go see Chicago on Broadway. And they bought the tickets through a very good company, a third-party company. I'm not going to mention the name of the company that sells Broadway tickets. Usually it may be a discounted price, but they always have seats available. They're a great company. I'm not going to disparage them. However, my daughter got sick that morning, and she was very iffy on whether she would be able to go, not go. They were, I don't know, I can't go. And by the time she felt better, the show had started. It was too late for them to go. So my wife says, we're out the money. What are you going to do? And it was like $150.
Wow, that's your wife speaking.
She's like, the play started. We didn't go to the play. What do we do? So I said, I'll call them and get the money back.
You must have been shaken.
She says to me, no. It says strictly in the rules on the website. I already checked. It says once the show starts, there are no refunds, no exchanges, nothing.
What were you to do, Brody?
So I said, listen, that's not a thing. I will get the money back. You can't get the money back. And she's getting a little like annoyed that I'm even like suggesting it because she knows the rules and I get that. She's like, you're not listening to me. I'm telling you, these are the rules. You can't get your money back.
Brody doesn't play by rules.
I said, please let me call. Give me the account. Give me the info. Give me the receipt, whatever. Forward me the email, the confirmation email. I'll get it done. She's look, I know you're good, but not, you can't. You can't. This is not a thing. You can't. Somebody, it was an empty seat. They lost the money. You can't get the money back. You're not listening to me. And I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is the first time I ever did this, Scary. I said to my wife, I said, listen, I will give you. Now, look, yes, we share a bank account. But I said, I'm going to give you $50. Do whatever you want with it. I'm going to give you $50. My Brooklyn Boys merch money, because that comes in separate, right? That's not in my paycheck. I said, that's extra money. And we put it in an account to save for a rainy day. I said, I will give you $50. I'll give you a $50 bill. Okay. And if I can't get the money back, you keep the $50. And if I get the money back, give me that $50. I'm betting on myself. I'm DraftKings my own ass. I am points betting myself, not sponsors. I am parlaying David Brody, and I'm betting 50 that I can get you back your money. So she made me give her the $50. So that day, which was a Sunday, I called and I spoke to
you. Paid her in advance, knowing you were going to get this fucking money back.
Yup, I went. I got her $50. I had money in my dresser, a little cash, emergency money. I said, "Here you go." I called Keith. I got Keith on the phone from the ticket place, and Keith says, "Hey man, I'm sorry, man." He's like a dude, right? He's like, "I'm sorry, man. I can't help you. That's the rule. There's nothing I can do. The show already started, and it's probably like 2/3 over." I go, my daughter is sick. I can't. There's no other day she can go. She lives in Europe at the moment. She's going to school. I can't do anything. She's sick. What are you going to do? We didn't go. Yeah. Once it starts, man, you can't. I go, I tried calling you before it started and you didn't answer. Well, we get a lot of calls. I said, that's your fault. I said, let me speak to the supervisor. No, there's no supervisor here on the weekends, man. There's nothing you can do. I said, all right, Keith, I'll call after the weekend. So I hang up. My wife says, you didn't do it, did you? I said, it's a Sunday. Give me weekday staff. I will get weekday staff.
And by the way, just a note here. Weekday staff always takes care of the problem. Weekend staff barely takes care of the problem every time, right?
So I call back
uh-huh.
and I get Edgar. And I say, Edgar, I tell him the problem, my daughter, Europe, sick, the whole thing. He's like, you know, that's on our policy. I said, oh, I spoke to Keith this weekend, and he said you should be able to help me. Oh, yeah. So he says, I can't, I don't know, you got a supervisor there?
I like how you put words in Keith's mouth.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you got a supervisor I can speak to if you can't do it? So then he says, well, I see if I can get somebody. So I speak to the supervisor. The supervisor says, yeah, it's a policy. You can't do it. Can't help you. I can't do it.
Mm.
So I have a former intern that works on Broadway. I got some names.
Uh-huh.
I got people who work for the company. She knew a guy. So I call back. Now it's the third day. Now it's Wednesday. I call back. I get a supervisor on the phone. I'm dropping names.
Of course.
I'm dropping Keith. I'm dropping Edgar. I'm dropping everybody.
You're dropping acid.
So the guy says, puts me on hold. He comes back. He goes, all right, listen, we don't normally do this. We're going to make an exception because apparently you spoke to a lot of people. And I feel bad your daughter's sick. So we're going to take care of it.
Hey,
and we'll refund it right to your wife's account. Not a problem.
Boom.
She said, in fact, you should have it in the account already. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. So I call my wife at work. I go, pull up the account. She says, you son of a bitch. I owe you $50. I go, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because you doubted me. You doubted me. You don't doubt me. You don't doubt me. So listen, lesson learned. Your wife should have faith in you, whoever you are in life. Your spouse should have faith in you, especially if she listens to the podcast, which she doesn't.
Yes.
And never trust weekend staff.
And no.
Weekend staff, never.
And thirdly, even if the rules state it, there's a way around the rules. So even if it's written in stone, to me, that's the biggest takeaway. Most people, once they see the rules, like, I'm fucked. They got me legally. Even if they legally have you, doesn't matter. You could still speak to weekday staff and maybe they'll bypass the rules. I have a similar story about United Airlines and the same thing. And I got my money back for a flight. So, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, exact same thing. Rules are rules. But we say rules schmools. You all right there, Brody?
I love that.
Mic drop.
I'm going to write that down. Rules are schmools.
Rules are schmools.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.